His life was revolutionized. You see, we are country club mentality people. So let's not act like we have it all together. And let's pretend that Lakeside is a place where maybe somebody could meet Jesus. Are you satisfied? I'm beginning to see the light.
Joy. He's been responding in the flesh. And he's asking himself, why am I responding that way? He goes on to say, hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Over and over and again in this psalm, David reiterates how he's tempted to go this way, but he speaks to himself and he commands, he wills himself to rejoice in God, remembering what God has done for him in the past, recognizing what God will continue to do for him in the future. Rejoicing in the face of trials is a matter of our wills. Go to the cross and preach to yourself. Preach the gospel to yourself. Look upon him who was without sin, the Son of the Father, and willingly suffered for your sin. There's a reason why Paul, it says in Romans 1, Paul's writing to them and he says he's eager to preach the gospel to those there in Rome, to the Christians. Paul is eager to, he's going to, when he gets to Rome, he's going to be out on the street. He's going to be evangelizing the lost. But Paul is eager to preach the gospel to believers. Do you know why that is? Do you know why Paul's eager to preach the gospel to believers? Because believers still need it. We need, desperately need the gospel. The gospel isn't something you grow past. The gospel isn't something, you know, you need it to get saved, right? But then, you know, you move on to bigger, deeper things, if there is such a thing. Believers still need the gospel. So go to the cross in the midst of a trial and preach the gospel to yourself. We still need that supernatural transforming power that comes from looking upon the Son of God dying for sinners. God wants us to rejoice in Him. It is in Christ we can rejoice. Because when you go to the cross, it is at that cross that every enemy of joy is defeated. When you go to the cross, every reason you could have or find for not rejoicing in trials is defeated at the cross where the Son of God died for sinners. The filth of sin is defeated there because Christ is our cleansing. Slavery to sin, if you're struggling with slavery to sin, go to the cross. Rejoice, because you know why? The Son of God dying there is our freedom. The guilt of sin is defeated at the cross because Christ is our forgiveness. Death, sickness, disease, they're all defeated there because Christ is our resurrection. Christ is our eternal life. Sorrow and suffering is defeated at the cross. Preach the gospel to yourself. Go there, look at him, because Christ is our comforter. nailed to the cross. He looks upon his mother weeping there with some other women. And he says from the cross, thinking of the pain and suffering she's experiencing right now and in the future, alone, left alone, he looks to his disciple John and says, "Behold, your mother." And he looks to his mother, referring to John, "Behold, your son." Even from the cross, he's comforting people, comforting his mother. Go there. If you're experiencing pain and sorrow, go to the cross. Let Christ comfort you. Let me close with this. Turn to Matthew 26. Jesus, knowing what was going to come that night and the next day with his disciples there as they shared that last Passover meal, he could look forward to the cross. Verse 26. He could look forward to the cross, taking time to share this. And that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to do this. We're going to remember what he did for us. We're going to remember that even though he faced the ultimate trial of mankind, the greatest trial anybody could ever face, he faced it for us. He took time to do this. Verse 26, Matthew 26. Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." And he took a cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many, for the forgiveness of sins." If you know Christ, if your sins have been forgiven, you can go to him and find what's necessary to face any trial with joy.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Lakeside Fellowship Podcast. If you have any questions about this message or if you'd like more information about our church, please don't hesitate to contact us. Thanks. We'll see you next week.